U.S. Capitol Rotunda today, where the 41st American president will lie in state beginning Monday evening. He died late Friday at the age of 94. The AP Saagar Magani has our report.
The former president's remains will travel here from his beloved Houston, where Barbara Kenney was among those remembering him at the church George H.W. and Barbara Bush attended.
Just a very caring man who was always willing to help others.
His body will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda starting this evening, where the public's invited to celebrate his life.
A life of honor, a life of honesty.
Colin Powell, who was his top military advisor, telling ABC's This Week President Bush was a patriot in war and peace. The 41st president's remains will travel here on a plane most often known as Air Force One. Today, it's called Special Air Mission 41. Saagar Magani, Washington.
What comes now? A question in Georgia on this day after tens of thousands of people protested against last week's runoff presidential election, which they insist was rigged. Backed by the ruling party, Salome Zurabishvili was elected Georgia's first woman president with 59% of the vote. But opposition leaders and protesters were alleging vote buying, intimidation, and other irregularities as they packed the streets of Tbilisi, the capital, on Sunday. Zurabishvili's opponent, Grigol Vashadze, told the crowd the voting was a criminal farce and demanded an early parliamentary election. There is no official OPEC reaction yet to Qatar's announcement it is leaving the organization to focus on its exports of liquefied natural gas. The energy-rich Arab Gulf state says its decision was not dictated by politics, but Qatar has long been at odds with Saudi Arabia, which dominates the oil cartel. Still, it says it will attend this week's OPEC meeting in Vienna. Meanwhile, oil prices soared on Monday after Russia and Saudi Arabia renewed their agreement to cap oil output. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has asked for an evaluation of further protest security.